Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, folks. I hope you're settled in because I've got a story that's gonna sound like it's straight out of a horror movie. But I swear, it's 100% true. I've been meaning to share this somewhere, and after browsing around this forum a while, it looks like I've found the right crowd. I'm a garage sale junkie. Have been since I was a kid. There's something about hunting through other people's stuff and finding hidden gems that just feels magical. Plus, it's a great way to find killer deals on things that would otherwise drain the bank. Anyway, last week, I'm driving home from work, thinking about what I was going to make for dinner that night, when I spot this sign. Garage sale at, and then it listed the address. Surprisingly, it's right outside my neighborhood. On a whim, I decide to check it out. This sale spread out in the garage all the way to the driveway. Nothing too fancy, but pretty packed. I start digging through the usual suspects. Old DVDs, books, some rusty old garden tools, and a tub full of ancient trinkets. And then I see it. Hidden behind a stack of old board games is this massive animatronic puppy doll. We're talking 6 feet tall, the kind of thing you'd see outside a toy store in a mall back in the day. The dog looked like it was going for a big golden retriever look, and it wore a big blue t-shirt and no pants. Not that it needed any, it was a dog, after all. It was in surprisingly good shape, considering it looks like it was from the 90s. Without a second thought, I bought it. The price was a steal, and I'm thinking it'll make a cool, albeit quirky, addition to my collection of oddities. My place is already overflowing with collectibles. So, the garage is where this giant puppy ends up until I can reorganize and find a permanent home for the thing. I set it up in a corner next to an old Bugs Bunny plushie I've had since childhood. Now, I love that Bugs doll. It was my all-time favorite when I was a little kid. But that plushie has seen better days. It's pretty stained and gross, so it's been relegated to the garage for a while now. Cut to the next morning. I head into the garage to grab something from a little mini fridge I keep by the door, and I freeze. The Bugs Bunny plushie is torn to shreds. I mean, it looks like a wild animal went to town on the thing. My heart started beating a mile a minute. My first thought was, did someone break in? But scanning around, the garage is still locked up tight. No signs of forced entry whatsoever. I'm rattled, very rattled. But I was running late for work as it was, so I decided to chalk it up to some freak accident or a really determined rodent who managed to scurry on back out of the place. I go about my day, trying to shake off the weirdness. It was a bit hard, I'll admit. Not used to having that intense of an adrenaline spike that early in the morning. So I come back home in the evening, and to my horror, the garage looks like a scene from a horror movie. Every single toy, every doll I had in the entire garage is destroyed. I had probably about 50 in there. They were ripped apart. Some had the fluff completely removed and stuffed into random storage boxes, leaving the skin of the poor things laying there on the floor in a million pieces. And some even looked like they'd been torched. Literally, some were charred. It was absolute chaos. Except for the animatronic puppy, however. It's standing there, completely untouched, amidst the destruction. Not a scratch on the thing. It looked exactly like it had when I bought it. Now, I'm not one to jump to conclusions, okay? But the evidence, which largely makes no sense whatsoever, seems to only be explained with one possibility, and it's pointing to something I can barely admit to myself. It's like there's a circuit in my brain refusing to accept the possibility that this animatronic canine is somehow, in some way, alive and wreaking havoc in my garage whenever I'm out, apparently. Specifically, the other stuffed animals. I had to get to the bottom of this. So, after much brainstorming, I set up a little experiment. I bought a few new plushies and placed one right next to the animatronic, right where that poor Bugs Bunny was. And then, for two whole nights, I camped out right outside the garage in my house from the doorway. I was sitting in a little fold-out chair and had coffee, snacks, my phone to listen to music on, the works. So I'm watching this thing like a hawk all night. I'm talking a full 8 hours here. Nothing. It doesn't move an inch. And my disappointment was only outweighed by my utter confusion. I decided to hit the hay for a few hours before I had to get up to work. But when I went to leave and enter the garage just a few hours later, I found the new plushie torn apart, completely destroyed. I froze again for a moment, but then let out a long sigh. At this point, I'm beyond freaked out, but also very tired. I'm questioning my sanity, wondering if I'm caught up in some twisted episode of the Twilight Zone. None of this made any sense. Not at all. The next night, I decided to set up a camera to roll the entire time to see if it would be tempted with another one of the new plushies. But unfortunately, on reviewing the footage, it didn't move an inch. It knew I was recording. Knowing what would have happened if I left it in there, I decided to just remove the plushie. That's when the idea hit me. It's a wild idea, but at this point I'm quite desperate. Very desperate for answers. I suddenly remembered this old werewolf costume I had from a few Halloweens back. It's pretty convincing for a Halloween costume. Full bodysuit, mask, the works. I figured if I'm right about all this, and this thing really is alive, and if there's a chance this animatronic puppy is only active when it thinks it's alone, then maybe, just maybe, if I'm in the costume, it'll overlook me. It might think I'm just another one of the dolls. As far as I can figure, this is the only way I'll ever figure out for sure if this is really happening. So, here I am, all suited up in my werewolf getup, about to spend my night in the garage, playing the world's weirdest game of hide and seek with a seemingly cursed animatronic dog. I've got my phone with me at the moment, fully charged, and I'm typing this out as my last act before the stakeout begins. Then I'll switch it to airplane mode and leave it here on the kitchen counter until I return in the morning. I've told a couple of friends what I'm up to, just in case things go south, and as I expected, they think I finally lost it. And, you know, I just went along with it, laughing with them and trying to convince them best I can that I'm not a head case, that this is all kind of a game. In a way, I think I'm trying to convince myself, because this is all just too weird. But one thing I know is that this has got to happen. I need to know. I need to see this through for myself. I just peeked into the garage as I finish up this post. The animatronic is right where it's been since I picked it up. I put a small little nightlight in the corner of the garage earlier so I wouldn't be immersed in complete darkness, so I could see if and when the dog moves. I will admit I'm a bit nervous, but this is the only way. This is the only plan I can come up with. Looking at myself in the mirror, I really do look like a big doll. A big scary doll, but a doll nonetheless. I guess there's nothing left to say. Perhaps I'm stalling now. Well, wish me luck. I'll see you all on the other side.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Okay. Thank you all for listening to tonight's episode of Clancy Pasta. I really hope you all enjoyed. How do you think the night went with that guy? I wonder. Anyway, if you enjoyed, I'd really appreciate it if you would give the video a like, subscribe, or follow for more, and leave a comment down below. And if you're listening on a podcasting service, you can always see new episodes first and in the video format at youtube.com/ClancyPasta. And really quickly, I want to give a thanks to Adam Heinz 1386 for the $1.99 super thanks. Believe it or not, that's the first super thanks I've ever gotten, so I was quite surprised to see that. So thank you so much. It really helps out. And I need to give a huge thanks to all of my supporters over on Patreon and YouTube members. And in fact, it's time for me to verbally thank all of my $5 and up patrons. So without further ado, Thank you so much to Gabriel B., David L., Sinon Mercer, Jet F., Emily D., Magda G., Cowboy 3, Erect Ostrich 87, Quiet Calamity, Sarah S., Kashana F., Ghostface, Aw Bunny, King Deset, Lulu R., Fullore, Death Metal, Lydia P., Jet F., Vision of Oblivion, Catman Drinks Coffee, Shannon M., Inklamania, Dweller, Eyeless Jack, Dar, David L., Ninja Dad, Obsidian Blade 87, and Gen X Josh. So thank you so much, all of my Patreon and YouTube member supporters, and anyone who sends in a super thanks as well. Okay. New episodes coming soon. That long original story is, it's not on complete hold, but it's being put on the back burner as I've been, putting out a lot more videos here. So, but it's coming, and I hope you all enjoy the regular uploads that have been coming and will be continuing to come. And I'll talk to you all very soon. Have a great night, everyone. Cheers.